Kimberly. If you could please return our call at 8664.
And that's how a bad situation starts changing. And you see the light. Once again, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that, my friends, I never thought I would say today. It's going to be a long tunnel to realize the light. But I know eventually in time I'll get there. And that keeps me going. Because this has not been easy. We've obtained counsel early this morning. That's the wonderful thing about being in the public eye and being able to reach out to others through entertainment channels such as this podcast. It also, most importantly, allows people that are in a bigger public part of the public eye, we'll say, allows them to be able to reach out and as well help others. And I am very fortunate that I quickly got a lot of help. Unfortunately, I wasn't anticipating on flying out this coming week. However, from a restoration surgery that has been botched to now a revision surgery, it takes a while for propranolol and a few other anesthetic drugs to be safely enough out of your system, up to a week. So I know I was told through those that be today, it would not happen. We'll be safe this time on this and not, we don't want anything unless we necessarily 100% have to go in. Right now, it's just about keeping the infection and getting it under control so it doesn't get deep enough and cause serious problems. You know, my trust in the healthcare had already been shaken to the core last year. But out of this horrific situation, I'm able to see that silver lining of being upset, going through Cancer Institute's oncology, and being set and, you know, getting your body and your emotional state ready for surgery to help make your life better and extend your life out so you can live your best life. And at the last minute, being pulled in an office right before and being told, we're not comfortable now. Yes, I was upset. But this now, this situation has allowed me closure because I've realized that the best decision made was to call off both surgeries last year. Because I realized when a surgeon's not comfortable, sometimes they're not going to admit that their expertise isn't up to par to handle your complex case. That backing out is your saving grace for you as the patient, and need not to take it personally, which I did. So I've learned a great lesson that it literally was a blessing. Unfortunately, this situation is not something that my body has done, but under the hands of a surgeon that, unless I hear otherwise, an explanation from the surgeon, an excuse or reason is nothing but intentional. Botched is botched. It's taken me 3 years to realize having my smile back from damage I went through, which is decisions to go under experimental oncology treatments. I would take that risk again because it's allowed me to continue to live life, and I wanted to continue living and be my happiest and enjoy my good days to the best of my ability. I don't regret that. A lot of people asking that. Would I turn back the hands of time? Maybe I wouldn't have had to go through what I am now because the damage wouldn't happen. So I had restoration surgery a year ago. Was not able to be finished because for reasons obvious. I wasn't able to absorb oral anesthesia, and laughing gas did not even affect me. So they did what they could do while I was still awake, and was advised that I will need to go through cosmetic restoration. I figured I was already going through other things for restoration from damage. So, you know, you place your trust in a surgeon's hands. There's always going to be that risk. This is one thing you could never said I would anticipate. I would have never expected this. Your smile is part of what the world sees. I feel for people who can't smile because I'm there. So Jen is going to be, she's going to be taking over the round table starting tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. She's got a lot of cute crafts and ideas for upcoming St. Patrick's Day holiday. She's got recipe exchange coming up next week. I want to continue, because it's always worked best for me, is living as much of as a normal life as possible to an extent. I don't know on the meet and greet next month. It's too early to say if it's possible it will continue. I foresee knowing that answer in the next week or so. So until then, you know, we will know any changes coming up, and we'll be discussing that on the round table Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Tomorrow she'll be taking over. But today is, you know, it's, life is sometimes not fair. I'm telling you, I don't care what you're going through. Life sometimes sucks. It hands you over some of the greatest challenges that you never sometimes would ever see coming. And they land in your hands, in your lap. I'm telling you, somebody's testing you. I believe, as I was told, God gives his greatest warriors his greatest responsibilities. And sometimes the responsibility is to make sure bad people with bad souls don't continue hurting good people. I believe this is another one of those situations. I don't see it, and I don't know any other way to accept it. If it makes me feel a little bit more at peace with something so horrible, then that's my philosophy, and that's how I'm going to perceive it. I don't anticipate any explanation from this surgeon. I don't think in this lifetime it'll ever come out. Even under oath in court, I don't see it. I was asked to remove any surgical photos from legal counsel, which I did. Anything else that they perceive that should not be discussed, which may be after today, everything has to be hush, and so be it. I can only hope that the whole point of the podcast is going through life's trials and tribulations, and God knows we've been through our fair share and have shared so many stories of others who've gone through their fair share, that one common denominator inspires everyone is that you are resilient. You will get through this. And I'm going to tell you, this literally sucks. But I know, because I've gotten through everything so far in life, I have. And this is just one more test. I may not see that light at the end of the tunnel now, but I promise you it's there. And if this only is able to inspire one person in hopes of many, is that Sometimes things happen. It's not your fault. You didn't ask for it. It's not fair. It can be, as what I'm experiencing, a life changer. You may never mentally, emotionally rid it out of your mind, because maybe it's not supposed to be, because it's part of those trials and tribulations, life lessons that give you the greatest wisdom. And when you're over that hurdle and you realize that light, then you're going to be able to help other people. And that's the part of what makes humanity great, is having compassion and kindness to be able to help someone else out that was able to help you.